Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's hour number two. Getting closer and closer to Eagles football. Phillies game two, which is tonight. These games, they start too late. But it's all about television. All about television. But that's, I mean, it is, I hate the term, but I'll use it. It is what it is. Mark Lawrence will join us at his normal time around 9:40 today to take a look at the weekend football and obviously the Eagles. Last night's college football. College football, you're never out of the game in college football. Last night on my website, I was 2-0, and I was lucky with one of them. I had Houston plus the points, and they came back. But you're never out of the game. I also had Rutgers with the points, and they won. But you're never out of the game in college football. It's amazing how quickly those teams can score. But Mark Lawrence will take a look at that at 9:40. And the Denver Thursday night, I had the right side with Denver, but the total was easy. It was an under. But Russell Wilson is just so brutal. I think he's 2-for-18 with passes. Either it's in the red zone or into the end zone this year. He's horrible. He's not a good red zone player. He's not that good anymore. They have, the Denver Broncos have the worst future in the NFL. With that contract of over $240 million, and it doesn't start for until after next season. He's not that good, and he's not a good person. He's not a good person. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you doing today, my man?
Terrific. How are you?
Good. Before I get to my Phillies points, the only way the Eagles lose the game is if they turn it over a few times. It's the only way they lose.
Well, that's the way it is all the time. I love when people talk about keys to the game. Turnovers are always a key to a game. There's not any football game that you wouldn't say that turnovers are not a key to the game. When you are plus two, you win, I think it's a high 60% of the games. And that's turnovers the game. That is really the game. So, yeah, obviously they can't turn the ball over.
And these idiots that say a strikeout is the same as an out are morons, dopes, and idiots because put the ball in play. Look, last night, things
can
happen.
What happens. Yep. Look what happens.
And you know,
that's exactly right.
Rhys Hoskins has taken a lot of heat, and he should. But in the last 5 weeks, Bryce Harper is batting below the Mendoza line. His average has dropped 30 points. He has two homers and like five RBIs, and nobody's complaining about him.
Oh, they're complaining. not complaining as loudly as they would with some other people, but yeah, they're complaining. They're complaining. Yeah, I mean, he's got to do better, but I don't know that you can just turn it around automatically. There's obviously something wrong with his swing, and he's confused with that. Whatever it is, it's just.
The changes they're making in baseball next year with that shift, you can't put more than three people on.
They're outlawing this shift. It's
you know,
and you can't even put them behind second base.
You know,
you have to put him so far over. It's a joke.
That would be like the NFL saying you can't bring in a dime package on third down.
Well, there's a lot of, there's so many problems that baseball has, and the way they try to fix them only makes it worse. Only makes it worse.
The great Willie Mays said, "I hit it where they ain't."
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you're good enough to be able to do that, put men on base. That's what it's all about. So, what's your biggest playoff win?
Well, one other thing. Let's see if Aaron Nola shows up tonight. If he shows up tonight, series is over. If he doesn't, he's going
to. Well, yeah, but the Phillies have to score. They have to score. Yeah, they have to hit it. Yeah.
That manager gave them that game.
Oh, managers lose games. They normally don't win them. And he lost the game. Their manager lost the game. Helped the Phillies, but he lost the game.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your best playoff?
Oh, I've won twice this year. I'm not going to go anymore for the rest of the year.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks, Dennis. Let's go to Jeff. Let me get Jeff up here. There you go. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, if you don't mind, I want to pivot a little bit to the Phillies. I was going to talk Eagles. But a couple things from that game yesterday that kind of jumped out at me is you had mentioned something about Schwarber just making contact. It's been my bugaboo with him all years. You know, there was a couple opportunities, runners in scoring position, just make contact. And he's swinging, constantly swinging for home runs.
Well, that's what he does. Yeah, they're okay with it. And he hits home runs with nobody on base because he's hitting it the wrong part of the lineup. When people talk, I love when people say, well, so-and-so's hitting cleanup. It doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing as a cleanup hitter hitting four. Hitting fourth has nothing to do. It's a misnomer anymore. Cleanup what? What are you cleaning up? You're hitting after a bunch of strikeouts on this team. Top of the order, and those are the three top strikeout guys on the team.
Yeah, they're top five guys. I think we're one for 21 yesterday. That's got me concerned. I think the good thing that came out of the game yesterday is that knucklehead of a manager, pulling the pitcher, but putting their closer in. He's out of this game today, which is great. So that was a good thing. I think he threw 34, 35 pitches.
Well, and his fingers hurt. He'd be out of the game anyway.
I think that was,
so is Alvarado. He was the second coming until yesterday. But, so he's out of the game today.
Yeah. That was a good thing. So I'm glad they got to their closer. But you know, that was a really, really good win. They just put that ball in play in their last inning.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
I totally agree.
They were lucky. Yeah. Yeah, but that's all right. It's a win.
Can I give you a game?
Sure, sure.
So I had two that were already taken, but I'm going to go. I think it was 1991 or two. It was Bills Oilers Frank Reich comeback game where they were down, I think 35.
Oh, with Frank Reich was the quarterback.
Yeah, and it's the biggest comeback in the history of football.
He was the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, exactly. He came back. Warren Moon was on the
Oilers. It's hard for people to remember, but I do remember. It was 30. I think it was 35-3.
Yep, you got it. You got it. He came back and was just an unbelievable game. So that was my game.
Yeah, that is actually a good one. All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
You got
Take
it.
Care. All right. Let's go to Iggy. Where is Iggy? Iggy, you're on. What happened, Iggy? I lost Iggy. That's Iggy. If you call back, we'll get you right up. Somehow you got dropped. We got Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Excellent steal yesterday for the Phillies. Hopefully that momentum rolls into today.
See, I don't buy momentum. I don't buy momentum.
Go ahead.
I don't buy momentum. Momentum, you know, that's such an overused word in sports. Your momentum is dictated by, in football, your first series or first two series. It's dictated by your first inning or your first two innings. That's momentum. Like, you know, do they feel good?
There is in baseball too, Howard. When you beat a team the way that they beat them yesterday, that sticks with you. It does.
Yeah, but that's not momentum. That's not momentum.
If you're on the losing side of that, it's a little bit like when you get bad defense behind you. It's deflated, and it does carry over.
That's not momentum. That's not momentum. You can be deflated. I think, you know, the Phillies, you know, they're not stupid. They know how they won. They won because the other manager was an idiot. They won because they had a couple of bleeders. They won because the manager didn't take out the relief pitcher after two walks. They won because that same pitcher hit a batter. They know what happened. They know what happened. Yeah. They won the game, and they feel good about it. But it's not momentum.
It's not momentum. It can carry over.
No, it doesn't carry over. It's dictated earlier in the game.
I just want to mention, too, for the callers who think Harper should be out there, and that last caller who said that Harper should be in the field, I don't think they understand the extent of his elbow injury. That injury is a nagging type injury that really doesn't get better. Every time he swings and misses, he won't tell you this, but every time he swings and misses, that's like somebody taking a knife and stabbing you in the elbow. So I don't know if you've ever had that. Have you ever had Goffer's elbow, Howard?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but you know what the pain feels like.
But Goffer's elbow is treatable. And so his Goffer, is
the, yeah, but when it starts to tear,
hey Scott, let me break some news to you. Scott, let me break some news to you. I never saw him wince. Okay. You're the genius. I never saw him wince. All right. He doesn't wince. If he hurt, you would be able to tell. The trainers would be able to tell. They treat it. And he doesn't have pain swinging a bat. His pain would be throwing.
You're wrong. When he swings and misses, it hurts. You would know that. I mean, it's just a fact.
They've treated it, you genius. All right, what's your? Because I can't go through this anymore. Because you are a know-it-all who doesn't know it a little bit. All right, what's your biggest playoff win?
The biggest playoff win is when Joe Montana threw that pass to Clark
in the Super Bowl.
Get him into the Super Bowl. Correct.
Yeah, but that's a championship game.
Correct. I said, no.
They won the Super Bowl with that.
No, that was in the championship versus Dallas.
Oh, the one that Dwight Clark?
Yes, genius. That was in the playoffs.
Well, he threw one in the Super Bowl as well. All right, Scott. It was always a pleasure that you had talking to me. I will not say the other way around. Bill, you're on WI. Some people think that... Oh, okay. Let me put him on hold. Where's Inge?
Hey, Howard.
Yeah, Inge, how are you?
Look, first of all, Bryce Harper is a loser. I think it would help the Phillies if they traded him in the offseason.
Well, I don't think he's... Well, it's hard to trade him. But here's the thing. I don't think he's a loser. But people's expectations, he's not playing at the level they need him to play. There's no question about it. And he's not in pain. The know-it-all that called previously, the know-it-all that knows it all, that knows it all that he knows it all, and he knows nothing. The trainers are very good. If he had pain, you'd be able to tell. That's not the issue. I think he's just his fundamentals in the swing are screwed up right now. That's the problem.
Before I get to the Phillies, quickly on the Phillies and the Eagles, I wanted to ask you this. The quality of professional sports, I don't know if you heard Brady saying that the NFL is mediocre at best. The quality of professional sports has never been worse in 40, 50, in my lifetime, 50 years. Quickly on the Phillies.
That is a good point. The quality is not as good, but... it is football. They don't care. They don't care because it's so far and away the most popular sport in America.
But the quality.
The quality is terrible. It's not good. I agree with you.
Going back to the Phillies, I want to make this contrast between the Phillies and the Eagles. Where do the Phillies go from here? Is this a one-time shot this year? They have that one pitcher, but that's it. Where do they go from here? The only thing they have on this team is Wheeler. I don't understand. Is this sustainable?
Yeah, they're not a World Series team. That's what they're not.
I'm more concerned about going forward. Next year, are they going to make the playoffs 2 years down the line?
Washington won't be a gimme anymore. That's the other thing. Washington will not be a gimme.
In contrast, and this is my point with the Eagles, the best compliment I can make about the Eagles is this. In 50 years, we haven't seen, since the Flyers of the 70s, This Eagles team, starting from 2017 under Jeffrey Lurie, is the first team in 50 years to have this championship culture. Do you agree with that? Can you compare the 70s Flyers with this?
Wait a minute. You don't think Andy Reid's team had championship culture?
But they always choked in the
But you said championship culture.
Didn't win anything.
No, they got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they didn't win. Anything,
I know, but they had a winning culture. But they didn't win.
They had a choking culture.
You know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. Now, Donovan McNabb didn't do everything he needed to do, and there was, other challenges and other issues. But the reality is, they had a winning culture. Just because they don't win a Super Bowl doesn't mean they don't have a winning culture. But there were a lot of teams that didn't have winning culture. I would agree with that.
But compare the 70s Flyers with this team. Can Jalen Hurts be the next Bobby Clark?
There's no way I'm going to compare a football team to a hockey team.
But owners are relevant, right? Snyder with Lurie. The winning mentality that they bring.
But Lurie's been here for 20 years, over 20 years. So
I'm just focusing on the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, okay. Wait a minute. So if you tell me the Flyers, how many championships did they win?
They won two, but they went to what? Five Stanley Cups.
Wait a minute. I just said the Eagles went to a Super Bowl, and you said they didn't win it.
They choked on five NFC championship games.
Well, didn't the Flyers choke against the Blackhawks?
I'm not accounting that. I'm talking about the 70s and 80s.
You can't have it both ways.
No, I'm talking about that period between the early 70s and the mid-80s.
I know what you're talking about, but you can't have it one way for one team and another way. The Flyers were really good, and they did have a winning culture, and I get all that. But I'm not going to compare Bobby Clark to Jalen Hurts. Two different players, two different games.
But is that possible? I see that correlation.
Bobby Clark was so, so, so important. Jalen Hurts is in, what, his third year? I'm not even going to try to make that comparison because it's not fair. All right. Do you have a playoff game there, Genius?
Playoff game. I'm thinking, how about golf doesn't count, right?
No.
Golf doesn't count. Okay. How about this? How about the Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down against the Yankees?
That's a series, not a game, but it was a nice try. No, it doesn't work like that. Can't have the whole series. I said a game. Oh, my gosh. All right. See, I haven't given the numbers for a half an hour. Give it once. 215-592-9494. But you know that. We're at the Borgata. Our question, and Mark Lawrence will join us at 940. Draymond Green is one of the worst human beings I have ever seen, and Russell Wilson stinks. Let's just get that out of the way. Oh, the Eagles' injuries, by the way. Jake Elliott is out. Patrick Johnson, the linebacker, is out. Andre Maddox, Avante Maddox, not Andre. Avante Maddox. I kind of realized that kind of went under the radar, that injury. He got injured in the last game and didn't come back in the game. He's out. And Jordan Mailata is doubtful, which most likely means that he's out. So they got to step it up. So their injuries are not good, but they're a good team, so they should be able to deal with those injuries. Our question for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers: playoff wins, the most exciting or biggest? No champ, any team, any sport, no championships. You can't have won a championship with a game. That's just too easy, and it's not fair. I'm Howard Eskin at the Borgata. We're coming right back. Everyone knows the Bruno Brothers. You do, right? You should know them by now. They're known for their amazing assortment of meats and cheeses. Don't stop there. But did you know you can send a taste of Philly around the country? The holidays are coming, and the Bruno Brothers gift boxes are great for the holidays. You can send it to corporate clients, team members, friends and family. You don't want to leave them out. Check your list off, and what a better way to...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.